It's the award-winning gutter with me, and Neil, and Phil. I don't think we need introductions. We're not going to give you introductions. Our awards speak for themselves.
What's the latest award, Rob? Has the Sony happened yet?
We won the transferees.
Right.
8 years on the trot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's. I don't know where they're holding it this year or what the date is or what it actually is.
But we'll win.
But I feel confident about it. The transferees are very good.
It's in your house, Rob.
Oh, it does a lovely dinner, the transferees.
It does a lovely dinner. All wines are served in the size small.
Yes. Small. They are indeed modest.
No glass either.
No.
Just the bottle.
But hey, we need to crack on to win these awards. So let's delve into the minutiae of Liverpool's transfer activity or impending transfer activity. Neil Jones did a piece in the week, which I haven't read, but these two boys have, so I'll wing it whilst they talk about it.
That's why you win these awards.
This is why we win these awards. Neil, I think, I think you've definitely read it all, as Neil's definitely read some of it. And I'm going to read it afterwards, Scout's honour. The gist of it, which I did pick up on the wires, was that Liverpool's focus is going to be on buying Premier League players this summer, Phil. What do you make of all this?
I thought it was quite interesting. I think it felt like it came just as they were talking about Ugarte, the Sporting Lisbon lad.
Was he poo-pooing it?
It wasn't so much poo-pooing it. It was just sort of, well, it's possible, but this is what Liverpool's focus is. And that sort of makes you think of McAllister, it makes you think of Mount, and it also possibly makes you think of Declan Rice in terms of Premier League players who would fit Liverpool's midfield, who would be available.
Yes.
But it also leaves you to lots of other positions in terms of, well, why are we doing this? And it sort of makes a lot of sense. I think everything that's coming out of Liverpool is that they want all this done early. I get the impression that Liverpool's transfers might be done by the 15th of June, which, given the Champions League finals on the 10th of June, and have just arbitrarily picked a day here, by the way, this is no...
Pictures of the 14th of June.
Well, exactly.
I think three of these are done and one of them's not. But anyway, we'll come back to that.
Absolutely. But I think Liverpool will want everyone there the first day of pre-season. But, you know, possibly, like, for example, there might be a backup goalkeeper thing, because there's a Kelleher link to their Spurs that's come out today.
Yep.
So it might be that there's a backup goalkeeper, but you don't need the backup goalkeeper to come in until, you know, Adrian signs for Liverpool about 2 days before the season starts, if I remember correctly. I'm pretty sure he signs on the Wednesday and he's making his first appearance on the Friday at Anfield in front of a packed house. Mm. So that's not necessarily as important, whereas the core of what you want to do this summer, the stuff that's going to be about what we do next season, you need them in there for pre-season as long as possible, especially when the chat about pre-season last year, that they got it wrong, and this year it looks like they're going to do it differently in terms of when they go abroad and when they're at home and how they structure everything in terms of trying to change it. So it is just vital that they get everything done early.